This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about the upcoming 2014 Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and going to be telling you a story of a vehicle that is going to be showcased at the event. It's making its way quite a long distance. It's a very unique story coming all the way from the Czech Republic to Pebble Beach for 2014. Also coming up a little later on in this hour of the broadcast, Don Jones from the Old Car Guys, theoldcarguys.com, is going to be talking about the Ford Flathead. The Ford Flathead engine, the Flathead V8 in particular, of course, and we've kind of been doing a lot of historical pieces lately on famous engines, and so we're looking forward to talking with Don about that a little later on in this hour. Coming up at hour number two of the broadcast, we'll focus a little bit more on new vehicles with Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, about some of the vehicles that he and his crew have driven in recent weeks, and also we'll do some fun stuff with Tom in hour number two. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at our usual number. It's 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, joining us now on the broadcast lines here, on our guest lines, is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's a regular contributor to Playboy and many other magazines and websites around the world. He's the author of several books. He's also the former executive director of the Peterson Automotive Museum. He also is a consultant to many different museums around the nation on various exhibits. He's done his share of television, and he is, without question, one of the finest gentlemen in all of the automotive journalist world, Mr. Ken Gross. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing there, Ken?
I'm just fine, Bob. Nice to be here.
Let's tell everybody about this very, very cool story about a Tatra T77, which is a very unique vehicle, and it's this particular one was unseen for decades. And it's beginning its long journey from the Czech Republic to Pebble Beach for 2014.
Well, that's right. We are having a class of nine streamlined Tatras from the 1930s. And I'm very excited about this car because we wanted to have a T77. There are very few have survived from a very small number that were originally built. And we thought we had one in Switzerland, and that fell through, and I was almost about to give up when we got an invitation for the coming out party of this particular Tatra in Prague, and realized that it had been restored a little bit ahead of time and possibly could be ready for Pebble, but we only had a couple of weeks to get this together. So I was corresponding with Mr. Pavel Kasik in the Czech Republic and his wonderful associate Irena. And Mr. Kasik didn't know me from a hole in the wall. He'd heard of Pebble Beach. He just restored this car after 20 years, and we were basically saying, well, enjoy it for a week and then put it in a truck, which will go to a ship, which will go to California. And, I mean, he was a little bit hesitant, but not because of those particular concerns, but the Czech Republic being the Czech Republic, there was paperwork, there was a whole bunch of rules and things, and he wasn't sure he could get all that done in time. Miraculously, he did, and even as we speak, the car is on its way. It's going to land in New York on August 6th. The ship is 3 days late, so we're going to have to, like, rush this car across the country in time for the Pebble Beach tour the following Thursday. So it's a scramble, but we think we're going to make it.
That's great. The journey is 4,279 miles, if you're counting from the Czech Republic to the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and it will, of course, be on the renowned 18th fairway of the golf links on Pebble Beach Sunday on the 17th. But as Ken pointed out, it is also going to be participating in the tour. Many of our listeners may not be familiar with the goings on Thursday before Pebble Beach, but it's a very special event, and definitely if you're headed to the Monterey Peninsula, you should make it a point to be there for Thursday and this very special event which occurs in downtown Carmel.
Well, Bob, one of the things that your listeners may not all know is that Tatra was the first streamlined production automobile. It has a rear engine. It has a dorsal fin to help its aerodynamics. The engine is a V8. It's the block is magnesium. It's air-cooled. I mean, this thing was so far ahead of its time. And, of course, Mr. Kasich has just restored it, and as you mentioned, he's going to drive it on the tour, which is about a 75-mile drive on the Monterey Peninsula. And it's a great way to prove that Pebble Beach cars aren't just trailer queens. They have to complete the tour to get the special green ribbon, and if there's a tie in a class and your car did the tour and and finished it and the other fellow didn't, you win the award. So there's high stakes here, and we have well over 150 cars go on the tour. It's become very, very popular.
That's great. As you pointed out, this vehicle, the Tatra, was really quite a bit ahead of its time with its air-cooled engine and overall streamlined style. I understand Mr. Kasich didn't come to this vehicle, didn't actually take delivery of this vehicle until 1978 or so. Tell us a little bit about the background of the Kasich family and this particular Tatra.
Well, my understanding is that the family was able to get their first Tatra almost by accident in 1978. Mr. Kasich's dad bought one, and in 1991 he came across this T-77 and negotiated with the guy for 3 years. A lot of people were interested in it, and finally he got it and was able to restore it. And there's a Tatra registry, so I was able to look for T-77s and T-78s. T-77s, T-77As, and T-87s on this registry, but when the pictures they had of Mr. Kasich's car, it looked as though it was a long way from completion. So I kind of wrote it off until we got this beautiful invitation and realized, wow, this thing is done. Now, how do we get it to America?
What a great story. In addition to this Tatra at Pebble Beach 2014, I understand you're going to have, as you pointed out a little bit earlier, a whole class of Tatras.
Right, we'll have 8 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you will span the whole range of streamlined cars, a 77, a 77A, a 97, 287s, and 3603s. Oh, and a Tatra plan. So the whole history of Tatra is going to be concentrated in these 9 cars, and we're very excited about it.
Excellent. And this vehicle, as we pointed out, was quite a bit ahead of its time, both in its mechanical works, but also let's talk a little bit about that Art Deco period and the overall design, this streamlined design. Many people think it's a more modern thing, but the fact of the matter is that we're talking about cars from the 1930s, so even back then, aerodynamics, although they didn't really call it aerodynamics, they called it streamlining, not only led to very attractive vehicles, but also, of course, led to very very much aerodynamically efficient
vehicles. You could say.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a man named Paul Jarret was experimenting with aerodynamics and automobiles in the late 20s, early 30s, and he even patented a few designs. And Hans Ledwinka, who was the chief engineer for Tatra, worked with Jarret, and this car was really the first full-sized streamlined car, the T77. They improved it a bit with the T77A. But
hold
one of the challenges
thought,
is
when
that
we come back on the other side, we'll talk more. Don't go away.
Was behind the Tatra Mountains and.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations around the world, GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, automotive journalist extraordinaire Ken Gross is with us telling us about the journey of the Tatra T77 coming to Pebble Beach for 2014. And before that hard network break, Ken, you were telling us about aerodynamics and this particular period in automotive history. Why don't you pick up where you left off?
Well, it was an exciting time because if you look at most automobiles in the 1930s, I mean, they were still fairly upright. But Chrysler in the U.S. did their airflows, and of course Tatra, hidden in the center of Europe, with Paul Jarret's help, was experimenting with these wonderful kind of lozenge-shaped, almost teardrop-shaped cars with dorsal fins and rounded fronts. And I mean, they were pretty shocking for people to see, but on the other hand, they were very aerodynamic, and as Germany and was building its autobahns in that era, if you went out there with a Tatra, you had a perfect car for high-speed driving.
Yeah, when you take a look at this particular one, the Tatra T77, 3.4-liter V8 engine, 75 horsepower, rear-mounted, and a top speed of 95 miles an hour. For that era, that was a really good performance vehicle.
Well, it was, and you have to give aerodynamics credit for quite a bit of that, because 75 horsepower with a full-size sedan, in the immortal words of Tom McHale, isn't enough suds to pull a wet piece of gum out of a baby's mouth.
Very cool. Let's talk a little bit more about your involvement with Pebble Beach. You, of course, were so instrumental in bringing hot rods to Pebble Beach after many decades, and so we've been treated to many years of seeing some great hot rod displays and also some very unusual vehicles. Ken, how long have you yourself been associated with the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance?
This is my 25th year as a judge, of which I'm very proud, and I've been on the selection committee for quite a while, which is a lot of fun. We get a great group of people together. We vet 500, 600 cars to come up with these classes, and this year for 2014, we've got some interesting marks, so for me, it's just one of these things that I would not miss. I mean, a few years ago, my brother was getting married, God bless him, and the date was Pebble Beach. I said, Pete, I can't go. And, thank goodness he changed the date. He said, you could skip Pebble once. I said, no, I can't.
Yeah, for those of our listeners who have never been to Pebble Beach, many people refer it to as, when it comes to actual Pebble Beach Sunday, it's kind of the Super Bowl. It's the World Series of Concours events. But that's just one event, Pebble Beach Sunday. Certainly there's just a whole slew of events and auctions. What used to be referred to as the weekend, Ken, is really now a week-long series of events.
Well, it absolutely is. You know, kicking off with the Jet Center, Gordon McCall's party on Wednesday. Actually, there are events now on Tuesday, the Concours and the Avenue, and then you have the Quail and Concorso, and of course the Monterey Historics is an overlay for the entire week. There's a little German car festival, Concours of Le Mans. I mean, we could go on and on, but yes, if you come out for a week, you will not lack for things to do, and you won't be able to do it all.
And in addition to all the great classic cars, this is also a platform in which many new vehicle manufacturers like to show off their wares. There's always that very elegant display of concept vehicles and some really cool stuff on the lawn approaching the lodge there at Pebble Beach. And certainly, as a journalist, there are quite often many introductions and previews that we get to check out as well.
Right. It's a confluence of almost everything in the car world. So manufacturers like to introduce new cars, and they love to point to their history. And this year is the 100th anniversary of Maserati. We'll have three classes of racing and road-going Maseratis. And that's been happening more and more as companies head into their 90s and even their century mark. Pebble Beach loves to celebrate with them, and it gives us a chance to have some really great cars.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about yourself. In recent times, you've been doing a lot of consulting work for museums, and this has resulted in some really fantastic work and some great response at the museum level. I know you've done work for all kinds of museums. Give our listeners a little overview of some of the different exhibits that you've put together and some of the great results that you have attained so far.
Well, I've done exhibits on one, The Allure of the Automobile, with great classic cars of the 1930s. We did performance cars with Bonneville Racers in Utah a couple of years ago, Art Deco cars last summer at the Frist Center for the Visual Arts in Nashville, and a Porsche exhibit in Raleigh at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Right now at the High Museum of Art in Atlanta, we have a wonderful dream car exhibit with concept cars from starting in the 1930s and coming up almost to the present day. People are excited to see these automobiles in fine art museums. They really see cars in a new light, literally, spotlit on platforms. And as the kinetic art, 20th century industrial art, rolling sculpture that they are, it's very gratifying to be doing this and to work with art museums. I'm loving it.
Yeah, it sounds like lots of fun, Ken, and certainly it's so great that you're doing this for educational purposes as well, bringing more people into our hobby. It's quite often that we talk about that we need to get more younger people involved and more younger people into the hobby, and I think some of these museum exhibits that you are putting together and have been putting together is definitely helping bringing perhaps new folks into the hobby, which is great for all of us.
Well, the museums love it because they're seeing an audience that they haven't seen, and many of them are becoming members. And I'm busy out through 2018 with the museum exhibitions, so I'm looking forward to doing this for quite a while.
Excellent. What can we read in Playboy? What have you got upcoming or in the
present? Well,
there's
always car of the year. But, you know, we for a while we used to just do one car, but Playboy has quite a selection. I mean, it's kind of like what would the Playboy drive? And by that, I don't necessarily mean Playboy in the literal sense of the word, but a smart, sophisticated guy who knows his way about cars and in any budget. So that's what Playboy is working on right now.
That's great. You and I were both on the recent introduction of the Dodge Challengers for 2015. Of course, all the focus has been on the SRT Hellcat with 707 horsepower. Ken, you've been an automotive journalist for quite some time. Did you ever think that we would be in a place, especially considering what the 80s and many people were predicting the demise of the V8 engine, that we would see an offering like this new Challenger, 707 horsepower right from the factory?
I never would have thought that. David E. Davis, the late David E., great journalist, a couple of years ago said the good old days are now, and that's when horsepower was getting over 400. And now we routinely see 5 and 6, and of course, as you pointed out, here's this Challenger. But it's amazing how tractable that car is. You know, you really can drive it. It's not going to scare you to death. It's got some decent electronics, wonderful handling. So I'm sure you found the same thing. But, of course, when it gets down and dirty on a track strip, it's anybody's bet what's going to happen. But it's very impressive, truly.
It certainly is. And as usual, it's always a pleasure having you with us. We look forward to getting you back with us down the road. And great story there on the Tatra.
Thank you, Bob. Pleasure to be with you.
We'll take a pit stop and then more straight ahead.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Here and here, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585. You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy, mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. We're giving away at the end of August a couple of books, one of all about Corvettes, the complete book of Corvette, worth about $50 or so. The other one is all about Dodge, 100 years. They're, again, coffee table books. And we've been throwing out trivia questions and getting some winners lined up so we can reach into the hat and pull the winner. So why don't we throw out a quick trivia question, and then we're going to get to our very special guest, Don Jones. Let me make this an advertising slogan question. This particular vehicle used this advertising slogan for many, many years. They have tweaked it recently. Just slightly, but this vehicle was first sold here in the U.S. beginning in the late 1980s, continues to be sold today, and their advertising tagline for the first 15 years or so was the relentless pursuit of perfection. The relentless pursuit of perfection. So we're talking something that is without question more on the luxury side of the fence here, but which, I'll give you a hint there, which vehicle manufacturer uses that tagline? They've recently tweaked it to relentless pursuing passionate perfection, but for many, many years it was relentlessly pursuing perfection. Which car company? The telephone number is 855-660-4261. Don Jones joins us from the oldcarguys.com. And welcome to the program, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well today, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine, thanks. It's interesting, we had Ken Gross with us for the first half hour, and Ken is a huge Ford flathead collector and has a whole garage. He lives in Virginia, and he has a whole garage filled with old flathead parts. As a matter of fact, his garage was featured in a book called Ultimate Garages, so I think it's very appropriate that we talk about the flathead or L-head V8, which was designed and built by Ford starting in 1932. Tell us about the early years and what kind of displacements they offered.
Right. Yeah, the original 1932 flathead was a 221 cubic inches, but they created those engines from as small as 136 cubic inches on out to the Mercury and Ford truck engines that were around 337 cubic inches and put out about 180 horsepower.
Hmm. And this was the first, the flathead V8 18 was the first.
I can't hear you, Bob, but anyway, the flathead V8, the original one, is called the V8-18,
mm-hmm.
and it was the first independently designed V8 engine for mass construction or mass vehicles. It was Ford's idea of creating a powerful engine to put it in a car that the average American buyer could afford at the time. Prior to that, most cars were powered by four or six-cylinder inline sixes, and the V8, V12s, and even these large V16s were used for the luxury cars.
So true, Don. One of the most important innovations in the Ford flathead V8 was the casting of the crankcase and all eight cylinders in one engine block. That was a big accomplishment back then, and even today, that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, it is. Quite often when you go back and you study some of these older engines, you discover that they were really cylinders that were cast independently and placed on a box containing the crankshaft, and each one of the cylinders were basically independent of one another, but sharing a common crank. So this really was quite a change from what America had been used to.
And certainly in the early days from 1923 all the way up until the first oil crisis in 1973, America was in love with horsepower, and this Ford V8, the flathead V8, certainly gave that to them in droves. I understand that this engine design with only small changes was installed in the Ford passengers and cars up until 1953. That's quite a run.
Yeah, it is. It ran 21 years for U.S. production, and that was actually 2 years longer than the famous Model T engines that ran about 19 years.
That's quite an accomplishment, absolutely. Our telephone number.
It ran longer overseas, but in 54 it was replaced by what they called the Ford Y-block engine, and that stayed popular until the bigger blocks came out in 58. And it was completely changed to the small blocks, which became the 260 and the 289, and progressed into Windsor and the engines that we know today in Ford's.
So true. Absolutely. Let's go to the phone lines at 855-660.
It seems like we're having one of those great days where I can't hear you, Bob, so I'll go ahead and continue to talk. The Ford Flathead was also licensed and used overseas, and it was used in France until about 61, in Brazil for cars until about 64,
mm-hmm.
and then France continued using their military trucks until 1990.
Oh, that's remarkable. Absolutely remarkable that it had that kind of a run. And I understand this engine is on Ward's list of the 10 best engines of the 20th century. It was a staple of hot rodders back in the 50s and remains very famous in classic car hobbies even today in 2014.
Yeah, it does. And I was surprised on just how much speed equipment that I found from a flathead last winter, spending in Florida and hitting the different swap meets and car shows down here. For people that are really interested in any engines, but particularly the flathead, they visited Don Garlith's museum. He's got many examples of the flatheads. It gives you an idea of the differences between the looks of them and the construction of them. In fact, I took pictures of most of those engines and put them up on my Facebook last year. So you can probably find it at theocarguys.com. Excuse me, the old car guys on Facebook.
Very good. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. The trivia question is a more modern-day one. This
I don't know if you're talking or not, Bob, but anyway, one of the drawbacks to the flathead in the early days in particular was overheating, and this was because of the exhaust gases that were passing over the cylinder block or through the cylinder block to get to the exhaust manifolds. These extra... this extra heat from the exhaust gases were really creating a cooling load on the engine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite, the Ford was quite notorious for cracking the engine blocks. In fact, Chuck Berry wrote about one when Ford couldn't do no more going up the hill chasing Maybelline.
Very good. And certainly you have to take into consideration the rather
about,
primitive...
One of the other problems with that engine was the primitive water pumps on it. And by 48, 49, they changed those. But, you know, one of the common things to do was just to change the exhaust system to a dual exhaust for a better flow, and then get those gases off the engine and get them out of the tailpipe.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like you said, those primitive water pumps used from 1948 and 1949 certainly didn't help the situation. Let's talk about some other things about the flathead Ford straight ahead on the other side. And we got Rich in Iowa standing by with a trivia question. And so give us a call, 855-660-4261.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green of Phil's Gang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the Phil's Gang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment, short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang hosts Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO. That's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We so appreciate it. Telephone-wise, it's 855-660-4261. Got a trivia question out there. We've also got Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com telling us about one of the most important engines of the 20th century, that being the Ford flathead V8 engine. Before we go back to Don, let's see if we can solve the trivia riddle. We'll go to Rich joining us in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Rich, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for dialing us up. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Bob. Beautiful day here.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, this car company first came here in the U.S. in the late 1980s, and for many, many years they had the advertising tagline, the relentless pursuit of perfection. In recent times, they've added the adjective passionate perfection. But I'm wondering if you can tell me which particular car company I'm referring to.
Well, normally I would have Googled it by now, but we're sitting here in our Challenger RT Classic hoping to win that Dodge book that you got as a prize.
Great.
And we've had plenty of time to discuss it and second-guess ourselves, but I'm going to go with our first one, that being Lexus.
You are 100% correct. Congratulations. We're going to definitely put you in the running for that Dodge book, and we are also going to get you some additional prizes courtesy of the Busted Knuckle Garage and the folks at Wash Drop. So hang on, and we'll get all of your information. What's your favorite new car, Rich? You got that Challenger RT. What year is that?
It's an 11 RT Classic.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. What do you think of the updates for 2015?
Oh, I really like the new look. It's a nice freshening that they did there. And, boy, that 707 horsepower, that is almost twice as much as I've got in my current Hemi, which is really hard to imagine.
Yeah, that 375 horsepower Hemi is a very, very wonderful piece, and it has oodles and boodles of torque. So, yeah, if you can imagine them ramping it up to that amount of power, it's really mind-boggling. But they've done it, and certainly you can check out my review of it in the next couple of days up on epictimes.com and gcnlive.com if you want to see my thoughts on it. How about classic cars? What's your favorite, Rich?
I've always been a Pontiac fanatic since I was in the womb. So I'd have to go for probably a 70 GTO.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, you're a man with exquisite taste. Thank you so much. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information and also include the year, make. Well, we know you've got the Challenger RT, so it's in 2011. We'll just make we'll put that down just to make sure I don't go brain dead on it. But Rich, thank you very much for dialing us up, and look forward to chatting with you again in the not too distant future.
Thanks, Bob.
Let's talk with Don Jones a little bit more about the Ford Flathead V8 and about some of the other things that folks did with this engine. As you pointed out, there's a lot of parts you found down here in Florida as you wintered down here last year. But I understand there were a lot of aftermarket companies putting together some very special high-performance parts for this engine.
Right, there was. Offenhauser, just about everybody back in the days, back in the 50s, were making speed parts for these cars. There's still a tremendous amount of it still out there. Anybody that wants to do nostalgia racing with the flatheads, there's absolutely no problem finding these products. I'm never amazed at what I find when I'm out on the road searching these old salvage yards and these old garages. You know, what people have been hoarding for years and years, they're getting ready to get rid of. But there was also an opportunity of swapping parts around. So taking things like the crank out of a 49 to 53 Mercury and putting it into the 239 Ford engines was a big deal. And adding a quarter inch or 3/8 inch overbore on it, you could really get a lot of power and a significant increase in size of the engine, but a significant increase in horsepower. It was possible to port and polish the heads or mill the heads a little bit. By that I mean taking to a machine shop and cut a little bit of the surface off, increasing the compression ratio of these heads. So there was just a lot of stuff that you could do to them. Another amazing thing about these engines, unlike Chevrolet, Ford starting using the regular bearing in it instead of the Ford Babbitt by mid-1936. This is something that Chevrolet didn't do with their overhead six-cylinder engines until the mid-1950s.
Mm. Wow. So they were really ahead of the curve there with the high pressure for lubrication. Makes a whole lot sense.
Yeah, they were. By 36, they were all also using the high pressure oil system. And Chevrolet didn't use the high pressure system on its 235 until 1954.
Wow, incredible. I understand there were also some very cool high-capacity intake manifolds available. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right, there were. In my time, and in fact, in the last year, I've seen manifolds that could handle as many as 8 two-barrel carburetors. I would hate to see the gasoline bill for pouring that much gas in the engine, but those manifolds are still out there. But I think I would probably recommend using the 3-deuce or the 2-deuce manifold. I would think that the 2-deuce manifold, because the carburetors are closer to each end, where you get more or better distribution to the cylinders, that you would probably have a better performance engine on the gas you're getting into it instead of overloading it. Again, you can really, really trick these engine mounts if you're into carburetors.
Yeah, it sounds like they're definitely the go-to piece for a lot of performance folks. And I understand that the flatheads are still hot-rodded today with special LAN speed record class exclusively floor. the flathead engine, and the current record holder achieved how many horsepower? 700 horsepower and 300
right,
miles an hour. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And well, at the South Flats, it requires a two run or two passes in your run in order to have a qualifying speed. But with one pass in your car, it actually broke the 300 mile per hour limit, but couldn't set the record because it wasn't able to make the second pass. But they're out there, and of course, these cars have had a lot of modern parts put in them, including blowers. So they're not exactly the same class of engine we had when I was a young racer growing up in the 60s. But just a quick tip for those folks out there that might find themselves wanting to buy an old flathead powered Ford. One of the nice things of having this high pressure oil system is that you could tell if you had a good engine by the oil pressure would keep. You knew that if your bearings were worn out or your rings were worn out, that the oil pressure would be low. But this was only if you're using a standard grade of oil. So back in the old days, anyway, the cheats would start putting 90 weight gear oil in the engine to artificially boost the oil pressure in order to sell the lemon.
Very cool, Don. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. So much information here to talk about the Ford flathead or L engine. Don, you did a great job of putting all this together, and I think we'll have a follow-up conversation on this. But in the meantime, in the last couple of moments here, tell us about what you've got online right now at theoldcarguys.com. Any particular vehicles that folks might be interested in taking a look at?
Oh, yeah. In fact, for the last caller to just hopefully won that that Mopar book, likes the old Pontiacs. A week or so ago, I found a 1956 Pontiac two-door Safari station wagon sitting in a salvage yard up around Chicago. So people look out for it on the website.
TheOldCarGuys.com. Don, we'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you, my friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're saying goodbye, that's okay. We'll catch you next time around. Otherwise, we'll have more of Auto World after the top of the hour news. My name is Bob Long. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.